Sometimes we all become frustrated, discouraged, because the reality of what happens doesn't measure up to what we were expecting. And this is true for small things, you know, like getting in a traffic jam, but it's also true for big things in our life. Desperate actions like suicide, adultery, giving up on our faith, those are big things. They often follow in the wake of deep disappointment and a clash between the reality of life and our expectations for life. Well, today Jesus wants us to adjust our expectations. If we let him do that, it'll be a major milestone in our lives. Today's readings present us with kind of a biblical metaphor for what human life in this fallen world really is. The psalm says that God is faithful, and if we stay close to him, he will safely show us the path to life. We understand this as the path to eternal life. And in the second reading, St. Paul says to conduct ourselves with reverence during this time of your sojourning. That means you're traveling. We're on our way. We're on our way home. We're pilgrims. And where's our destination as pilgrims? We're destined for heaven. That's our destination. Heaven is our true home. It's what God created us for. In the gospel passage is kind of a living parable for the same truth. Jesus is walking with his disciples along the road to Emmaus, not one of the 12 disciples or 11 disciples that were left at that time after the resurrection, but he's walking with others who had followed him carefully too. And if we truly see life in this way, we will expect what pilgrims expect: joys and adventures, but also hardship, danger, and suffering. And if we expect somehow to achieve perfect happiness with no hardship here in this world, well, we're just opening up the door to disappointment and frustration and sadness. We all know that the most important event of the Old Testament is the Exodus. God freed his chosen people from slavery in Egypt, but then they had to travel through the desert for 40 years. They experienced hardship after hardship before God led them to the Promised Land. And that's an image of our Christian life. When we believe in Christ and receive baptism, we're freed from slavery, slavery to ignorance and sin and the devil. But then we begin a long journey in which God teaches us to be like Christ, preparing our hearts and minds for our promised land, for heaven. In the Middle Ages, this truth was taught to Christians in a very effective way. When people went to confession, the priest would often give them a pilgrimage for their penance. I've been thinking about that. That would be quite a penance to give someone, wouldn't it? And obviously that was for grave sins or people who had given up their faith and wanted to come back. It was really grave sins. Well, as a result of this, great pilgrimage churches rose up in Europe and the Mediterranean world, especially in Rome and in Jerusalem. And pilgrim routes were established, and every time a pilgrim reached a town along the way, he would go and ask the priest in the parish there to stamp his pilgrim's book. And for the most part, the pilgrims traveled on foot. There were no cars, there were no trains or buses. They traveled on foot. It was a slow journey, and they slept outside frequently. And these pilgrimages then reminded Christians that this life was just a journey, similar to what they're going through, a journey of following Christ in everything we do, because this is the Christian worldview. We follow Christ in everything we do. We see God's blessings in every blessing that we receive. But the Christian view has two characteristics that separate it from other kinds of views of what life is about, of what the world is. First, as Christians, we know that we never have to walk alone. We always have the whole church accompanying us, just like when you go on a pilgrimage. One of my sisters did that, the way in, you start in France, actually, and work your way into Spain, across all the way to Santiago Compostela. And she said when they began, they had 300 people starting off. By the time they ended, they had about 100. And so we were walking with others, including the saints, the angels, and Christ himself is walking at our side in our journey. Secondly, we know without a doubt that our destination is really worthwhile. Our destination is our Father's house, our Heavenly Father, where all longings will be satisfied forever in heaven. And without this destination, the journey is really pointless. But that is our destination. Now, these two characteristics also have something about them that help us to persevere in our journey, because perseverance is not automatic. There's one activity that constantly keeps this Christian worldview in our hearts and minds, and that is this: prayer. Prayer is the key to staying faithful to Christ. Prayer means what we're doing right here, praying at the Mass and attending Mass on Sundays. Prayer can be family prayer, saying grace before meals, praying the family rosary. Prayer can be private prayer. We can pray in our car on our drive to work. We can pray at home. We can pray while we're walking somewhere. The Christian burial service reminds us of just what I'm talking about, because at the beginning, a little scripture passage is read which starts off, our citizenship is in heaven. Because that's true. Our citizenship is in heaven. Because that's our true home. And through prayer, we'll never wander away from Christ or deviate from the true path of our pilgrimage. St. Alphonsus Liguori put it this way. He said, those who pray are certainly saved. Those who do not pray are certainly damned. Well, a healthy prayer life is the way to a successful pilgrimage as we make our way to where our true citizenship is, in heaven.